Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Manga of the Month. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan, and we are from ReverseThieves.com. You can go there to get other podcasts that we do, as well as if you wish to send us any ideas for the Speakeasy podcast or various other series we might want to read for Manga of the Month, you can contact us at ReverseThieves.com, or you can go on our Discord, where we have a very special Manga of the Month channel. We talk about the series that we talk about and sometimes even give updates if there's anything interesting or maybe just to remind you of previous Manga of the Month titles.
And this month, we're talking about, Al.
This year, this month, it's mine. I said this year, like I only do 1 year. But yeah, Kate's done most of them. But since my schedule's changed a little at work, I find it a little easier to go to the library. And so I've been picking up some books. In fact, just to talk about it, I'll probably talk about it again on the Speakeasy, but I reread, as I annually do, Maison Ikkoku, and I read the new, like, what is the thick, not Tankobon, the
omnibus?
There's a Japanese word for it, but yeah, I read the new omnibus, like Bunkobon or something, where they put the two books together, but omnibus is probably the best way to say that. I read the new omnibus version of Maison Ikkoku, with the nice covers. The new translation, since apparently like the person who did the old translation, one, it was an old translation, and two, that person was a bit of a sex pest. And I very much enjoyed rereading it, but as well as just going back and taking out from the library a series I've read like so many times it's not even worth trying to think of what the number is, I did pick up a new fun series called Demons of the Shadow Realm. Sometimes it's demons, sometimes it's daemons.
I never know how to like pronounce it with when it's got the, you know.
So technically, I looked it up. The Japanese name is like translates better to Hinge of the Underworld, but as you'll see, there's a reason they use like daemons, like a kind of like not necessarily demons, but like kind of more of like spirits of the Shadow Realm. This is a series that I'm a little out of fandom. I always mention this, but I was just like, so if I'm wrong about something, you know, please correct me, but understand why I sometimes don't know why things are as popular as they are. I'm really surprised that I've not heard more about this series since it is by Hiromu Arakawa, the lady who does the like show of the 2000s Full Metal Alchemist. Like when Silver Spoon wasn't like set the world on fire, I was like, all right, like
very different.
Very different. So like basically it was a series that was like mostly loved by like manga and like deep anime nerds. So that like didn't surprise me. Heroic Legend of Arslan, I was kind of expected to like catch on more than it did. But, and I wonder if this got an anime. This one might be the one to catch on more, but I'm just a little surprised I haven't seen more people talk about the manga. But, yeah, so it's her newest series that's, once again, original to her. So, like, Heroic Legend of Arslan is based on a series of books by the author of Legend of the Galactic Heroes, which itself is based on, like, an old Persian legend. But this is her, like, new action-y, so I feel like it's the closest to Full Metal Alchemist that she's done in a while. So I do feel like if this gets, like, a big anime adaptation, it might catch on. So you can be, you know, if you want to be, you know, you can be the person who was like, I was already into the manga before the anime was popular.
And that's why you're reviewing it now, right?
Yes, yeah. No, you see, if I was truly one of those people, I wouldn't tell anybody and I'd wait for the anime to come up. I'm just giving you the opportunity, if you are such a douchebag, that you can be. This series begins with Yuru, and he's a young man in like a kind of old-timey Japanese village. Like, every, you know, still kind of like hunting and gathering, kind of, you know, no high technology. And we quickly learn that him and his sister are kind of like chosen children in the village. He has the opportunity to leave, but his sister is locked away in a cage. So he like is like refuses to leave and is just gonna, and he doesn't know exactly why his sister has been like locked away in the cage, especially since they're like the like chosen children of the village. But he's gonna like stay and learn to be a hunter, and he's like learning all these hunting skills so he can like provide for the village and stay with his sister who's trapped there. And you know, we get like a sense of the village, and then the big twist, I blow the twist because I feel like you have to do it. He's like with his best friend in the village, and then, you know, doing a little bit of exposition about the situation with his sister. And he's like, oh man, I hear like a weird dragon overhead. And he like looks up, and there's like a modern like plane. And Yuru's like, no, no, this sound, we see dragons like that over the village all the time. This sounds different. And then all of a sudden, attack helicopter, like modern attack helicopters come and attack the village. And they're led by a woman who his sister is named Asa. She says, oh, that's the girl in the cage? She's not your real sister, Asa. I, this eye-patched mercenary, I'm the real Asa. I escaped from the village with our parents, who you think have disappeared. And I'm here to kill all these bastards who are keeping you hostage and bring you back to, you know, the real world where I can tell you the truth of what's going on. And so Dera, this like traitor from outside, like is like, look, I can't explain everything that's going on, but I need you to come with me and take this pendant that you always have around and put it in between these two statues. Oh, by the way, I need to cut your finger and you need to drop some blood on it. And he does it. And these two guardian statues come to life. And they're these things called left and right. And they're like these powerful daemons. And it turns out that Asa and this girl who's with her, they also have daemons. They have a little bit of a fight. They go to a draw. And Dera and Yuru escape. And he turns out to be like a guy from the modern world whose like whole job was to like trade with the village and keep the secret. And he's like, well, now that everything's gone to garbage, I'll bring you back and we'll hide you from like the people hunting you. The first book kind of ends with him being like, all right, I'm going to track down my parents who I now know are in this modern world. Outside of this, like, you know, M. Night Shyamalan's The Village that's pretending to be back in the past and try to figure out what's going on. The initial premise. You know, we've done a lot of, especially when we used to do, like, the individual, like, podcast reviews. You know, when we do the first episode of, like, a new series. And I feel like one of the things I've said several times, I know I've said this, you've possibly said this, the podcast or the little podcast reviews. Sometimes when you see a series that has like an interesting hook, but you have no idea where it's going. One of the things that I think is really good, and I think about this series and about Arakawa in general, is she's very good at creating an initial plot that hooks you in and shows you where it's going for now with an idea that this initial premise that you have an idea where the plot is going in the beginning, but you know that there's clearly more story to tell later on. And that like, and I think she does a good job of like, don't know, balancing the story and still making it like, so when big reveals and surprises happen, you're not like, well, this isn't the series that I thought I was watching in the beginning. Because you know there's going to be more. Because, like, it's very clear to me from just this first book. They clearly made this phony sister of him to keep him in the village. So, like, the people that were, you know, the people of the village aren't 100% on the up and up. And you get a feeling, even though they, like, came in to kill everybody, like, you see, like, one of the other people in the organization using their daemon to, like, protect this girl who's being, like, stalked. So they're not, like, the organization that Yuru is up against is evil black hats who only do black hat things all the time. Or that the people he with were all good guys. I feel like when we get to finally meet his parents, which I feel will probably be, like, the part of the first arc, we'll probably get some major reveals, and I feel like that will continue on.
What's the action like in the series? Because you compared to, I mean, is it like, would you compare it directly to Full Metal Alchemist, or the way it's structured? And
I'd almost say a little Persona-y, maybe a little Fate Stay Night-y, and the like, because you have the people, right, and then you have like the spirits they summon. The one girl that he mostly fights is, like, she has, like, these set... because they're always supposed to be in pairs. So, that seems to be, like, one of the gimmicks. And she has, like, a pair of teeth. Like, the... and he has lefty, righty. They're, like, they're very much blue and red Oni. Like, the red Oni is, like, this muscular guy. And the blue Oni is kind of, like, a sexy girl. Hiromu Arakawa idealized. I just remember famously, like, guys should be all hot and girls should be all sexy. Seems these two are the, like, personification of her, that ideal. And we saw, like, the one guy that we've also mentioned, he has, like, a pair of anglerfish. And, like, the thing is, like, at least the one we've seen, the big one, it can, like, make phony people to, like, lure people in it. And we don't know what the little fish does yet. But it seems like everybody who have powers has some daemon that has, you know, a pair. So they'll have like a set of powers. Our main character isn't totally useless because he's like spent so much time, you know, like training to be a hunter. So he's like a very good archer, which I'm sure is a selling point to Cates. And so, like, in the first fight, they're, like, a little impressed that their master can, like, you know, they've had various masters over the year, and they're, like, impressed that their master can fight as well as just command. And the girl with the, with, like, the chomps definitely seems to, like, to throw explosives. So, you know, you have a little bit of the, like, the demon, but a lot of the controllers seem to have, you know, some combat ability as well. So, but yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of mysteries, like parents leave, you know, what's, you know, the various organizations that are going on here. You know, I thought it was an interesting, fun little premise, kind of return to kind of the formula, well, at least the like genre that I think she was most famous for Full Metal Alchemist. I enjoyed the first book. I thought it was a fun read, and, you know, once again, you could be first in on a, you know, possible upcoming new hit show.
I figure it'll probably get an anime sometime soon. It's been running in Japan since 2021. It only started coming out in English in 2023, so still, like, early times for it.
Yeah, I assume it'll, like, run for another year or two before they give it an anime.
This is being released by Square Enix here in the US.
Both paperback and digital. So you can, because I picked mine copies up at the library, but you can get it anywhere that, you know, books are sold, and they do have a digital version as well.
And it seems like something that libraries will carry just because of the pedigree of the...
I just found, you know, it so super weird that at least the Manhattan Library branch, all they had was the first book, not, like, I think they're up to the fourth book already in English. This series of all series would, but I'm sure, like, that's just a weird fluke more than anything else.